It is Ian Ryan with your pre-match warm-up, the final one of the season. Thank fuck for that.
I have got Neil, Craig and Adam with me. We will later on have Billy Grant, and no doubt excitable Billy Grant. But Adam, the manager's done his press conference. He boxed it nice and early. It was dominated by the Salah stuff. You'd expect that given the week Salah's had on social media. The manager, I think, was quick not to give any big headlines away on this occasion. What have you made of that? Because no doubt it's put Liverpool in the headlines again for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah. Have we been in any headlines for the right reasons this season? I'm struggling
I can't remember
a moment. I think in some ways it's a summary of just how bad and disjointed this season's been. Just everyone seems to hate everyone, and I think that's basically been what we've seen on the pitch. It's what we've seen from the stands. It's what you've seen online. There's no way you can really look where people aren't at each other's throats almost. And I can't remember. I think the end of the Rodgers era wasn't great, but the Benitez era, maybe, when there was arguments in the stands and things like that, is maybe the bit that's most relatable to it. I don't think anybody comes out of it well, particularly. I don't think Mo Salah looks great, to be perfectly honest. I think he looks a little bit like he's trying to protect his own legacy, as if he isn't going to be considered one of the best players we've ever had. I don't really know what he wants to achieve by it, other than maybe get in slot the sack, but I don't really see why that matters to him because he's leaving anyway. Like, it just, none of it sat comfortably with me. None of it. I didn't like any of that. I didn't like what Salah did. I didn't like how the players all reacted to it. I think that felt like childish, to be perfectly honest with you. I don't think the Liverpool commentators have come out of it particularly well. You know, Jamie Carragher obviously said what he said, and then Curtis Jones put something on Instagram that he then deleted that looked like it was a reference to Carragher. It's just all, it's not what any of us want